Morning at 7:19. You're on the Chris Fade Show. What does it take to get the world's attention? All right, especially when it comes to Conor McGregor. This is one of the biggest fights of all time. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
It's happening on Sunday. All right, next Sunday. Can we take this show, by the way? I don't want to do the show in the studio. I want to go somewhere where there's some atmosphere.
I was thinking that. I was thinking where the best place is going to be and like some type, like an Irish place maybe? Or
exactly. I want to go somewhere. I'd like to, I mean, listen, I think Floyd's going to win this, but I think in Dubai I want to watch it with the Irish.
Have you ever partied with the Irish before?
I'm scared.
The atmosphere would be just like crazy,
so
right?
Let's take our show somewhere. We'll work this out. Let's work this out by today if we can. Okay. But listen, I've got a guy on the phone right now. His name is Mick. It's a remarkable story. He's getting flown to Las Vegas by Conor McGregor.
Yep.
All right, by Conor McGregor because he wrote a song that's got the world's attention about Conor McGregor. We've got him on. It's early. I know. Mick Constantine, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, we know it's nice and early where you are, so thanks for getting up nice and early. But listen, man, congratulations on the success.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
So did you know when you put this song down that it would have millions of hits and Conor McGregor actually saw it and commented and liked?
No, not a hope. I remember I was joking with my friend saying, oh, yeah, Sean Connor's going to fly me over, and you'll see, you know, like, just messing, not even thinking that we have a chance of happening. So, yeah, it's just been the craziest week ever really happened. Still can't really believe what's going on.
So how did this whole idea happen? Was it a dare? Like, did someone say, hey, make a song about Conor McGregor? Like, how did it happen?
Well, I just write songs for a laugh for my friends, like before we go out and after we come home from a night out, just have a sing-along. I always kind of wanted to write a song about Conor, just because I thought it would be really fun, because, well, it's a good story. He has a very good story. And then he just has so many quotes and lines that are just hilarious. Yeah, just sat down a few weeks ago and put a pen to paper, and yeah, luckily something decent came out and people seem to enjoy it and he seemed to enjoy it himself.
So he said it's one hell of a song, it's a very catchy song. He reached out to you afterwards, right?
Yeah, so that was unbelievable. Like, he shared the song on Facebook, and then later the next day I was actually in a studio recording it. This crowd, Pundit Arena, said they'd fund the actual recording of the song in the studio so we have a proper single. And took a break and had a look at my emails. An email came through from this person saying that they were Conor's manager and that Conor liked the song and he wants to fly me over to Vegas, put me up in the hotel and give me two tickets for the fight for myself and a friend.
Oh, man, so, that is amazing. Yeah. When are we going? Wow. I love that. Conor McGregor got in contact, loved the song, flying you over, giving you two tickets, hotels in Vegas. That is
awesome.
What a story that is, Mick.
I can't thank the man enough. It's just an unbelievable gesture to do or to make. And, it still hasn't really sank in because I'm doing so much other media and stuff like that and so many interviews about the song that I haven't even really thought that much about being over there. And it's only going to hit home when I'm flying over there on Thursday. But, yeah, and then probably one of the biggest fights in the history of fighting of all time, and I'm going to be there sitting with my friends. Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Who are you predicting to win, Mick?
Well, I can't really back down from in the song. I say he's going to knock him out, so I kind of have to say that he's going to knock him out. But look, yeah, I know he's up against it, and obviously Mayweather's a very good boxer and he's a serious record, but like, a fight's a fight. Conor is a bigger man. Conor has time and time again shown that he does what he says he's going to do, and he says he's going to knock him out. So I'm going to say Conor's going to knock him out within four.
Yes. All right, there it is. Mick's prediction. You want to follow Mick on Instagram, go to @MickK_music. That's @MickK_music. You're a legend, man. What a great story you've got to tell your kids one day. I want you to introduce the song that made it all happen.
Yeah, so this is number one in Ireland at the moment. It's there's only one Conor McGregor by Mick Constantine. And so you can just say as well, all the proceeds from iTunes are going to Crumlin Children's Hospital as well. So if you buy it, it's for a great cause, because all the money goes to the hospital from iTunes. So hope you like it.
A kid from Dublin with more than a dream. He knew one day he'd be the king of the UFC.